come and see. That's the wonder of Woolworths.
Today's 20-year-olds probably don't remember much of the revolution that has happened in their lifetime. They were born in 1980, the year that John Lennon died, and the year IBM chose Microsoft to write the operating system for its new computers. Woolworths was already over 70 years old. They were one when Woolworths sold its first compact disc. Live Aid fed the world when they were five. It is unlikely that they have ever played Space Invaders, owned a record player, or feared a nuclear war. They were playing Lego when the shuttle blew up, and they think we always knew where the Titanic was. They probably can't remember Ronald Reagan, Atari, or the Betamax. AIDS has always existed, as have calculators and barcodes. They were 9 when Kylie and Jason got married, 10 when the Berlin Wall came down, and 11 when the first internet browser was introduced. They were 13 when dinosaurs roamed the high street, 14 when they first heard that the future's bright, the future's orange, and Mandela was elected president of South Africa. They got PlayStation for the 16th when Robbie left Take That, and they got tangled for the very first time. There has always been MTV, satellite television, and VCRs. They are no strangers to laptops, but give them a typewriter and they won't have a clue. They can't imagine using a filing cabinet or sending a letter by mail. Wherever they are in the world, they know they can pick up their post, get the news, or buy an airline ticket, even through their TV. Through all this, Woolworths has always been there. And now Woolworths is everywhere.